The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on August 30th, 2009.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Bonnie. Tonight, we get weird again with James A. Willis.
I love getting weird with him.
It's so much fun hanging out with him a couple weekends ago. We
actually
had him come
was.
On the show here and just hang with us. Later, Giorgio A. Tsoukalos returns to tell us why history is wrong. Forget something before the show.
What did you forget?
If we ever got to some news articles tonight, I was kind of queuing them up in the browser so I'd have them right here instead of creating even more dead air that's on this show by trying to pull up articles in the middle.
But I like our dead air.
Well, a lot of people seem to, I think we're the only show in radio / whatever history that we get away with that crap without getting hit too hard by people. We've had people mention to us, you know, in the past, well, you guys, you know, you're not very professional. Because we're not professionals, you dumbass. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I'll never understand that.
Any show that would have me on it is never going
well,
to be.
Well, that was our first mistake a long time ago, was getting Bonnie into the fold
right,
here.
Right, exactly.
But, it adds a new dimension to the show.
Perversion.
Yeah, like artists, truly. It's a whole new dimension to the whole product, you know. It just opened our minds up, man. we're just like seeing, you know, just a whole different thing. You know, we got new life in what we're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't, you know, whatever.
Do you feel better, Cheech?
Yeah. Cheech?
Just I'd ask.
Oh, we feel better, man. Santa Claus. Okay, great. So, yeah, this is Scott L. and the girls tonight.
And the girls. We don't even have names. We're the girls.
Yeah, well, Doug's out for the week. We have Amber here. So, Amber, say your one word of the show. Go ahead.
Hello.
That's the last joke.
I'll say more than that.
Well, you just did.
Wow. What? Go, Amber.
Well, start counting. Someone start a tally.
I don't have time for that.
You just said about six or seven words so far.
So, if someone in the chat room wants to keep track, that's fine, but I really don't
have
time for that.
Let's get somebody to do that. People start jumping in the chat room. Definitely keep track of how many words Amber actually says.
We're officially the Ghostly Talk Girls with a Z.
Oh, Shelly, that's so lame.
Because we're gangsta.
I don't like talking to the chat room, but you know what? I gotta really address that one. The Ghostly Talk Girl. There are other ones that we know of. You know,
I got ideas.
No, leave it alone.
Ooh, I like it when Amber gets ideas. What were you going to say?
Sell it with sex, baby. That's what we got to do here.
Yeah, where can we get a stripper? We need a stripper pole installed in your living room. Amber and I are going to take some pictures.
with ghostly talking shirts on?
We're going to be me and you like falling off of it
right,
with a broken
basically.
Ankle.
Yeah.
But we're going to be just like that group.
No, I was just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know the stripper pole and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, how do you take yourself seriously?
I don't take pictures in front of stripper pole.
We had some funny conversations about that on and off the air, but how do you take yourself seriously, in all honesty? I mean, I don't take myself, you shouldn't take yourself that seriously. That's the name of the game. You know?
That's just people trying to get on TV because they have boobs and bleached blonde hair. That's it.
Well, I could do that.
Well, you do have
my boobs are getting smaller now. I'm losing all the weight, but I could bleach my hair.
Yeah, you could. I can't, though. I'm going to have to be a brunette whore. So
brunette whore?
Well, I'm
allergic. What's a blonde? Is blonde a whore also?
I'm allergic to hair dye, so I can't be a blonde bimbo.
So you're not. Well, your hair's always been. Yeah, you never have done anything to your hair.
I've highlighted it once or twice, but that's about it.
You're all naturel.
Yes.
Fine. Very nice. So, yeah. Okay, so Doug's out for the week, so we're going to rip on him the whole show.
Of course.
Like anybody who ever is absent, God forbid, we just tear him apart. Like Bonnie takes a beating whenever she's not here. And Doug,
I take a beating when I am here.
Yeah, you do. Well, we all get beaten. That's what it's all about.
I know. That's because we so love each other in some weird, twisted way.
A couple of things here. We got some time to chill and kind of kick back and talk. So, you know, per usual, we'll talk about things that are non-paranormal.
Exactly.
No, I got some stuff I want to hit up on, too. But I had an interesting week. I got to throw this out there. The first thing that, my week totally turned out different than I thought it was going to be. For one, I decided to take off up north with my parents for a couple of days this week.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, Al, he busted up his arm, about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been getting to him. It's been bothering him a bit. I mean, mentally, I think, because he's used to being out there doing stuff,
right.
Fixing things, taking care of business no matter what. And he just being laid up like this, with his arm in a cast, I'm doing the yard work and all the stuff for him and whatnot, and it's starting to get to him. So they were going to go up north here and, just hang out with my grandpa for a couple of days. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna clear my schedule, and I'm going to go up with you guys and just hang out with you guys, and we can chat and hang out for a little while. So we ended up heading way up north, like hours up north here in Michigan, like really, really far.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had a very good time, hung out there, and, that's what I forgot to do. I forgot to load that file up. I got to load up my tree hugger file on the break or something like that. Let's just start. This is all kind of, like, rolled into one thing. We get there Wednesday night, and I'm like, well, this is very nice. We're in the middle of the woods in a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done this in a while. This is going to be nice just to relax and hang out with my folks and watch TV, do whatever, just chill out and relax. So about 5:20 p.m., my phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
Some weird number. I'm like, oh. Okay, so I answer it. And the signal there is spotty as it is. I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere, and I was lucky to get, one bar. So I answer the phone, and the message goes as follows. Hello, Scott Lambert. This is a message from, I'm going to omit the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
A message from, and all you can, you'll get the gist of it when I say this. This is a message from blah, 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 collection agency.
Mm.
So then my antlers popped up. I'm like, what? And now you're talking to me,
right.
Mind you, right? So, and anybody who knows me knows how my crap is pulled together at all times. So I listen
that
further.
That just created a really bad picture, but go ahead.
Well, I usually would say the other word, but can't do it on the air. At least not too many times nowadays. So I listen further, like, please call out this number as soon as possible so we can resolve an important business matter. I'm like, oh, my God. So I get the number, and I call it back. Of course, they're closed at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
So I'm not going to sleep on this without knowing something. I end up grabbing my bag, my laptop bag, grabbing my dad's keys to his truck, and I'm like, I got to go out somewhere in town and find a library or find something with a Wi-Fi so I can at least check everything out on my own here and see what may have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, and I do all my usual, investigating, online, called up, my credit card company, my car insurance. I called everybody, and they're all like, you are crystal clear. No idea.
Mm-hmm.
No idea what's going on. Okay, cool. So what else can I do? I mean, I finally get home about 9 o'clock that night, and I just kind of like, well, I just got to sleep on it till 8 a.m. tomorrow. So Slept on it very lightly, I might add. And first thing, 7:45 a.m., I'm up. You know, I got grabbed my coffee, and, you know, I went across because there was a cabin. Where the cabin we were in, we could get no signal at all. It was just, it was a joke. But if you walked across the little road to the cabin across the street on their patio, they were gone. They only come every once in a while. So they're like, yeah, use the patio. We don't care. So you can go out there and talk. So I go out there, you know, and I call the lady, and the lady answers, you know, from this company. I'm like, you know, hey, my name's Scott, and what the heck is going on here? Why are you calling me of all the people out there? So she's like, let's take a look here. So she looks at the thing, and she's like, yeah, well, it says here you have two unpaid doctor's bills from 2004, one of them is, and then one from 2005. Like, what? How could that be? There's no way. I pay all my co-pays, all that stuff. There's no problem with any of that. You're out of your mind. So she looks it up, and she explains to me, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, she's like, well, don't you live? I'm like, I go, you never sent me anything.
Right.
I never got anything in the mail. If I don't got something in the mail, we wouldn't be talking right now. I'd still be sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, do you still live at blah, blah, blah in St. Clair Shores, Michigan? And I'm like, no, I bought a winery in 2003 in Warren, Michigan. Uh-huh. I haven't lived there since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, there's the problem. I'm like, that's why I didn't get the bills. You know, and I'm not going to blame it on the guy I used to live with because he used to always call me when I first moved.
Right.
Hey, I got bills for you, stuff from the doctor's office and whatnot. So I'm trying to figure out what the – I'm like, okay, so we got this thing figured out. I'm like, you know, the big thing for me, obviously, was my credit rating.
Right.
Which is beautiful. So I'm like, look, this is – I don't want to be – screwed. She's like, it's not going to be reported. This is obviously a case of, you know, a misunderstanding, so they're not going to nail you for that. I'm like, well, okay, cool. I'm glad to hear that. So
that's good.
I call up my doctor's office because I started formulating what the root cause of this problem was.
Mm-hmm.
So I called up my doctor's office and talked to the nurse who I always work with, Chrissy. She's really cool. And I'm like, you know, Chris, we got a problem here. And I explained the whole thing to her. She's like, oh, man. And I'm like, now, I think I know what happened here. She's like, what? I go, that old bitch that works the front desk with the nasty hair and the leathery skin and that crap attitude who's been giving me crap since I've been coming to you guys for the last 10 years, who has absolutely a horrible attitude, does not want to help with anything. And I'm like, I know I went personally around and around with her about my address being updated 4 or 5 times.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, well, she got fired, just so you know, Scott. I'm like, well, big surprise there. She's like, and it's been updated for a while now, but I mean, I went through a bunch of crap when I first moved trying to get this thing updated because they kept sending bills to my old address. So she's like, okay, yeah. So they ended up, I ended up having to call the company. It was, you know, what do you call it? It wasn't the doctor's office that was billing me. It was another company for my blood work I get done every year, right, for a checkup. And they were the ones who were billing me. So I ended up calling them.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, you know, hey, you know, here's a thing. I'm working on this thing. We're going to get this thing straightened out. They're like, oh, no problem. You know, they're like, look, we just got to follow a process, you know. I'm like, I understand that. It's no problem. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, and more or less now what it is, I just want to make sure I'm not responsible. You know, I'm responsible for it, not the insurance company. So, yeah, so that was quite stressful. You know, I was like, of all the times you people could call me, I'm as far away from my filing cabinet as I could ever be right now. I barely
have no spreadsheets with you. No,
I barely have a cell signal. I can't do anything, you know. But it's gonna. I'm gonna just, you know, we're gonna get it all worked out this week and all that stuff. It'll be all done. So.
Well, that's cool.
But just stupid, over one stupid B word.
Mm-mm. You've already said.
Yeah,
well, once,
I'm trying to pull back a little bit.
Say it again.
You know who screwed it up? You know, and mind you, if this would have hit my credit rating at all, I would have been going after her.
Some people really just should not work with the public. I'm convinced of that.
Well, obviously she didn't, because I mean, the nurse I talked to, Chris, she's like, yeah, she had a lot of complaints about her.
Well,
no kidding.
Deservedly so, evidently.
Yeah, and she's just a horrible person. I mean, I remember, you know, we're already sick. We're already miserable as is. We don't need to get crap from somebody on top of that.
Right.
And then not even be helped to even so we can get our bills to pay them.
Right.
On time. I got no problem paying the bill. I mean, I use the service. I got no problem with that. So, yeah, there you go, man. First time I ever had that happen to me, man, I was like, oh, my God. I never have gotten a call from a collection agency. It was scary for me. I'm like,
I would have loved to, like, had video of your face as you were listening to that message.
Oh, I lost it.
I'm sure you did.
I come blowing in. I'm like, Dad, you won't believe this. You know, and he's like, oh, he's, you know, they're all like, don't worry, it ain't a big deal or anything like that. I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on. Yes, it's a huge deal. I don't know what's happening. They can call me and say, I owe like 30 grand to somebody for all I know
right
now. But thankfully, it was only like 70 bucks. That's all it's for.
Jeez, all that stress for 70 bucks?
Well, they're the ones who are going to end up losing money on this deal. Now, they had to hire the consulting firm to do all this stuff.
Right, yeah, that's true.
So they're going to lose money on this thing, but I'm like, hey, I'll pay you. You know, I've got no problem paying you guys. So, yeah, so I guess I get to join the ranks of people, many people out there now, who had a collection agency call them up before. Or, you know, which, for me, it isn't a big deal. It's worked out. It'll be worked out in a couple of days. But
right.
I know people have had to deal with that on larger scales, but it scared the crap out of me. It scared the crap out of me. So, yeah, you know, after that, I'm like, well, now I can get back to relaxing.
Yeah.
Or trying to.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of hiking when I was out there. You know, I was doing all this walking and stuff. I'm like, well, I'm going to go out and walk in the woods and stuff like that. And the last night we were there, I got to get this video up. I got to do this on a break or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cutting through the woods. Well, I'm going through a trail, and as I'm walking, I see two deer jump out in front of me. Now, Amber already was kind of like, it ain't a big deal. I see deer all the time.
And that's exactly how I sounded.
Yeah.
I imagine it is. I hope people in the chat room took note that Amber just spoke again.
Yeah. What would you say?
And that's exactly how I sounded.
And that's exactly how I sounded. Six words. So, mark that down, people.
Make it 12, because he made her repeat it.
Oh, yeah.
14. So, but I see these two deers jump across the thing. I'm like, whoa, holy crap, that's kind of cool. So, I go walking up, and I don't know that much about deers.
Yeah.
I don't really know all that much about deers.
Deer. Yeah, there is no S on the end of it.
Deer's already plural, Scott.
Ow!
That hurt, didn't it? Deer!
Don't hit Amber.
Crap out of both of you. I don't care. It's Scott and the girls tonight.
Yeah, and the girls are going to take you out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and not in a good way.
Oh.
I watched UFC last night. I'm ready to go.
Oh, God, yeah. We'll get into that. We'll get into that in a minute, too. I want to talk about this thing, too. But so I see these two deers, though.
Deer.
Deer. And I walk. I told you I don't know a lot about deers.
Deer.
Oh, my God.
So I walk forward, and there's these two deer standing there staring at me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm sitting there, and they're checking me out, and they're making that sound like, wah, wah, wah. So, not,
I've never heard a deer sound like that before.
It's like, yeah, something like that. I don't really know. So, you know, and then the one deer starts looking at me. He's doing this thing with his one of his hoofs. He's going on the ground.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I'm like speaker to animals now. I'm like, okay, I'll do the same thing. So I stomp on the ground too, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he does it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it. And I'm like, wow, I'm like actually talking to this thing. This is sweet, you know? So I bring out my video, you know, and I'm getting the video going. And I'm like, yeah, there's these two deers. And they got within like 20 feet of me. They were close.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just checking me out, you know, looking at me. But they're doing that sound to each other too. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it then. I should have known that that's actually a sound that means, like, you're on my territory, get away. That's what it basically means now. That's what I found out after the fact. And then I look to my left after several minutes. I see four more deer cut across the trail on the left of me now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like, wow. You know, it's on the video. I'm like, wow. That's when I started getting an idea, like, okay. I think they're posseing up, and they're just going to beat the crap out of me. They're just going to all get together and just stomp me, just hoof stomp
That's
me.
That's a video I would pay for.
I was willing to take an ass kicking for it, to tell you the truth. I think that would have been pretty funny to see, just to have a bunch of deers just beat up on me. And I'll keep the camera rolling, too, like they're,
heck yeah.
You know, you can beat up on me, and just don't break the camera. I got to take this thing home and show it to everybody. So, but no, thankfully it didn't come down to that, but it was really cool. Just kind of sitting there watching these deer stare at me and hang out in the woods and stuff like that and being all worldly, I guess, or something. There was a truck pull that night, too, but I couldn't get to that, too. You know, you're up north.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, there's only so much fun, you know, we can have. But, yeah, we got back, and, everything's getting worked out. So that was kind of my week, though. I just wanted to share my week. Bonnie?
My week was nowhere near as entertaining as, well, that. It's, was pretty. There was like no Springer moments or nothing for me.
Well, we better move on then because
actually
there's nothing to talk
rather
about.
Disappointing.
We got 40 minutes to fill here.
You
better make something up now.
Okay, here's what I have to say though about making things up, and this is directed at one Sean Burris. Stop making things up and texting people. Thank you very much. Last Sunday, after I left the show,
mm-hmm.
I had somewhere I had to go.
Okay.
So I am at a friend's house, and Sean called me. I didn't hear the phone ring, whatever. Sean called me, I didn't answer. He got very upset. So then he sent me a text, and I heard the text go off, so I responded to him. He then immediately called me back. I answered the phone, said I was at a friend's house, and then all of a sudden a mass texting frenzy began with me and all the dirty little things I was doing.
Okay.
So, I cannot say any of them on the air.
I thought we were pushing the envelope this year.
Yeah, we can push the envelope, but...
Yeah, okay.
Just imagine Sean and dirty little things he would make up and tell people about me. Mm. Because he told... I talked to Gowan about it yesterday, and Gowan said there were lots of very inappropriate things said. I got texts from Sean. I got texts from Doug. I'm surprised I didn't get texts from anyone else. But apparently I was being a dirty little whore last Sunday and didn't even know about it.
Wow.
So, yeah, thank you, Sean. Love you.
I thought you were doing the radio show.
This was after the show.
Oh, okay. So you're just going to somewhere to take the edge off? And
yeah, yeah.
Well, all right. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I just needed someone to help take the edge off. So, yeah. And that's pretty much the impression Sean got. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, so stop, Sean. Stop, stop, stop. Love you.
Well, now I'm glad to know what you do after the show. Now.
Yeah, I know.
I just thought you went home and went to bed like the rest of us did. But no, you know, you go out,
I got
you
home
go out
at,
and live it up.
I think I got home at like 3:30 in the morning after last week's show.
Road warrior.
It was a very serious edge. No.
Tell me about it. I think you wore it down to the nub, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Jeez, you know, all you got to do is just... Boom, 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 smoke a cigarette, you're on the road. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, you're wasting too much time with this.
Oh, no, 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 no. It was nothing like that. But anyways, I love Sean, and love Gowan, love Doug. But
yeah, this texting game, you know, I was wondering what texting was all about.
Oh,
I figured it out. This is that's what it's all about.
Texting for Sean, like for the first, I don't know, 400 years I knew him. Sean didn't have texting, didn't want texting.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, while they were traveling, one, Jason Gowan, mm-hmm. yes, he is getting the blame for this, talked Sean into getting texts.
Okay.
Since then, Sean has become the biggest texting whore I have ever met. He used to call me every day. Now I get texts from him every day. I don't hear his voice anymore. I just get to read Stovepipe when it comes up on my phone. And then the message from him, because that's how Sean is listed in my phone. But, yeah, Sean is a massive texting whore. And if you have texts and Sean has your number, he'll blow your phone up.
Okay. Yeah, I never really understood what the whole texting craze thing was about until not too long ago. And I guess I'll be the one to admit it is kind of fun to kind of go back and forth and just do stupid crap with each other, especially when you're like when you're about like three shots and four gin and tonics and
right,
going at night.
Right.
And that's when it gets real fun. It's like, well, I need to do something with my hands. So you go and you start texting people, start drunk texting people. It takes the whole drunk dialing thing to a whole
but
new
drunk
level.
Dialing is so much more fun.
Well, yeah, cause you get the emotion, you get everything there. You know, all you get is a smiley, you know, a little smiley face.
Because, like, the drunk dial of, and it will go down in history as my favorite drunk dial of all times, but of you and your sister.
Oh, wasted in Peru, Indiana.
Yes, when you were with Sid.
We got that song. You know what? I might have that somewhere. But I don't know if we can play
you
it on the air.
You cannot play that on the air.
I don't think we can play it on the air.
You cannot.
Oh, man. I don't even know where it's at. I'd have to look. Oh.
I have it in my email. I can email it to you. But that is like
yeah,
my favorite drunk dial of all time. Even like.
Well, that you know, wasted we were.
Even when Drunken Dialing was, you know.
Yeah, that's that short-lived
project. All the rage. My favorite drunk dial of all time was you and your sister because, first of all, you rapped.
Yeah.
And that was enough to send me over the edge. But then your sister started using, what do they call them?
Oh, acronyms.
Chat acronyms.
Yeah.
I think in her actual speech.
I think she just learned that stuff, so she was really hot about that.
And it was the funniest thing ever. Cause
the best part is Sid Higgs standing right there with us just cracking up. Ugh. I mean, that was the most surreal night. I mean, you got to think about that. Driving around Peru, Indiana at 3 o'clock in the morning, just blotto out of your mind with Sid Haig riding shotgun in your car and Steppenwolf playing on 11 out the windows. It was just surreal. You could never make that crap up. That was a rough night.
That will go down in history for me as my favorite drunk dial of all times.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the texting thing, yeah, I'm starting to get a kick out of it now. I mean, I ended up getting, like, you know, the unlimited crap.
Oh, I have unlimited, thank God.
Well, yeah, you'd be getting killed. I mean, I can't send her, Amber, anything because she says she gets, what, you get nailed for
No,
like,
it's just pictures. I get charged a quarter for pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent her a picture of my dad flipping the camera off the other night.
Yeah. And then he sent it to me again.
Well, yeah.
Well, Amber was like, you know, Amber has her moments, too. Last night, little Miss Amber was on a texting roll.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because we went out, my sister and myself and Amber Rose and Erica's fiance, Erin,
mm-hmm.
We all decided to go out and hang out. Erica kind of just got everybody together to go to the bar and hang. Mm-hmm. And we went and watched the UFC thing.
Oh, God.
The big UFC fight, which like started like it. Well, they had like previews for like 20 hours before that. And then they, you know, they started like officially like at like 10 o'clock or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think we had like one drink. I mean, I had one drink and I had Coke.
I think Amber had
Cokes,
a couple.
Coca-Cola.
I had three.
Why did I have to carry you upstairs then?
You did not have to carry me upstairs.
You're wasted.
All I know is
whatever.
She sent me a text that said, it didn't say she was wasted. She just said,
I'm buzzed
at the bar with Erica and her
friend. Slightly buzzed? You didn't tell me you're slightly buzzed.
She didn't even say she was with you. She was just slightly buzzed at the bar with Erica and her friends.
That's what the quote was?
Yes.
Okay.
She wasn't even with you.
No, I was over talking to Randy, our friend Big Randy.
I know him.
Yeah, you know Big Randy. He looks like Jesus Christ.
Does he really?
Dude, he grew his hair out. His hair is like just really, you know, it's really curly.
Mm-hmm.
He grew it out, and he's got this massive beard now, too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he's a bone cracker. I mean, the guy's, yeah, he come walking in last night, and I mean, we ended up talking the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was. We only got a couple minutes here. We're going to take a break here in a second, but I kind of want to discuss this for a second. And, I mean, I hope, well. It was an interesting night to kind of watch the whole. I mean, because I always enjoyed boxing, right? I mean, boxing was always cool to watch. It was a real art form. And, I mean, the UFC thing, obviously, these guys are very well. They're trained. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the culture I've been noticing. I don't know if you've noticed the whole UFC culture with the tap-out shirts and the affliction shirts and all that stuff you see guys wearing. You don't notice it? Don't you get out?
I don't pay attention to that.
Hmm.
If I saw someone wearing a tap-out shirt, I would have no idea. I really meant to say shirt there. I would have no idea what it meant.
Well.
So I probably have seen it. I just don't know the significance behind it.
Well, people out there listening, you know, we're going to take a break here in a second, but we will get. I got some news I want to get into and a few other things in the next segment. But, yeah, it's an interesting culture. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, mainly I went there last night to, you know, to hang out and watch the fights. But I wanted to see what kind of other fights would break out. Because, I mean, when I worked in the bar years ago, when we had a boxing match, you were guaranteed at least two fist fights in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because people just get revved up and they get stupid and then they just start throwing fists at each other.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It's like a Spittler family party.
Well, yeah. That's where I go now.
Yeah.
Whenever I want to see a good brawl, I just go over to the Spittler family house.
There will be another Halloween party this year, by the way.
Well, that was pretty cool last year.
And I'm going to request that you show up in costume this time.
Well, that was kind of like a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah, I know it was.
So, yeah, maybe this year we'll do that. Let's take a quick break. This is Scott L. and the girls tonight. No longer Ghostly Talk. We've changed the name of the show.
To Scott L. and the Girls.
Scott L. and the Girls.
I don't think I like this very
much. I think that's a good name for the, like an R&B group. What do you think?
Scott L. and
baby.
The Girls.
This is Scott L. and the Girls.
I don't know about all that.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Aaron, TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that you will only get better.
Oh, yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week, we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week, from paranormal investigators to the people they help. Hear actual EVP. The people that capture.
We go into a case to disprove a haunting.
Three flashlights, actually four counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/CHRISSLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now. This is Ghostly Time.
All right, UFC.
Lay it on me.
Okay, well.
Wow, that was really quick.
No, that was, I don't know what the hell. Whatever. I'm not worried about it right now. No, Amber, I don't know if you noticed this or not. I mean, don't tell me you haven't noticed this subculture, not even a subculture, but group of young men, usually, that are really into UFC. And they wear those affliction shirts and
I've seen that.
The tap out shirts, and you know they all look like they want to kill you. Mm-hmm. You know, they just want to just beat the crap out of you. And of course, last night this place was just crawling with them. You know, and a lot of them are, you know, with black eyes, various states of casts on their bodies and stuff like that because they were out there tearing it up, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just the general. It's just another example of the machismo. This attitude that, you know, personally, it just makes me, I think I find it pretty hilarious. But watching the fights last night, it was exciting to watch the fights. They were cool. I mean, they were, it was, you know, but it's definitely different than, I mean, because I didn't even hear, is there even a boxing match going on anymore? I mean, I haven't even heard of any good boxing matches lately. It's all this UFC stuff where these guys, that, you know, it's just the same crap as that professional wrestling. They have their music they get introed in, and they talk their smack, and then they go out there and beat the crap out of each other. But these guys.
But at least that's real fighting.
Yeah, these guys, man, whoa. We watched a couple of these things. These guys connect, man. They knock these guys' lights out. I'm like, oh, my God, man. But, yeah, I've just been kind of noticing this whole subculture now that started as a result of UFC. And it's just this whole, you know, like I said, they wear the tap-out shirts. And, they're in the gym four times a day because they just got to be ripped all the time. Because they might have a match, you know. You never know. They may get called by the gods of UFC. Right. I don't know how you do it. You know, if you audition or if you have to send a letter or send a gift basket or something. I don't know how you.
A gift basket, I think.
I don't know how you get a fight, yeah. Get to fight in UFC. You know, I mean, do you email them?
I definitely think it's a gift basket.
Well, you'd think, you know, yeah. I mean, they're sensitive guys.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, whatever. So, but it's just an interesting thing. I was just wondering, fire me an email if you notice this whole, like, kind of, you know, trend. It's out there. I mean, I don't really, I can't, I mean, if I could really be honest, yeah, I think it's hysterical, and I think some of these people are just totally, you know, trying to make up for whatever other shortcomings they have in their life by just getting all ripped up and wearing their tap-out shirt. And, you know, I saw a lot of that last night, which it was fun people watching. Didn't get to see any brawls, though. I wanted to see a bar brawl and just sit back with my Coke and get a kick out of it, but I didn't see any. Darn it. I don't, you know, people aren't entertaining
you know,
enough anymore.
Well, I don't really go to the bar much anymore, but I haven't seen a good bar brawl in a while.
Well, you can't do it no more because you get sued.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
before you beat
bad,
the hell out of some guy, or somebody beats the hell out of you in a bar, it's like, okay, you know, I got beat up at the bar or whatever. But now you got to exchange information. It's like a car accident.
Yeah.
You got to exchange your information and crap. Now the cops get, you know, and you can't do it anymore. I'm not condoning that kind of behavior because it is kind of, it's ridiculous. But, you know, I do enjoy the entertainment.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, take it for whatever you want. I don't care if you think I'm a jerk, whatever. It doesn't. You know, whatever. It don't matter. But, yeah, so that was interesting. I don't even know who fought last night, Amber. Do you remember?
Noriega? Yeah, it's what it sounded like. Seriously, it was like, his name was like Minotaura. I'm not kidding. It was like Minotaur something.
Look it up.
That was the guy from Brazil, and then that, I always kept thinking of Juicy Couture, whatever that brand is. His name was like Couture. don't know, but he was 46. That's the only reason. I can't stand watching that stuff. But they were like, this guy's 46 years old. When's he going to give it up? And he was expected to win. So
he got beat. Like, the crap beat out of him.
Did
he? He got beat up, man. I mean, he didn't get knocked out, but he lost.
Nagira, that's what it was. Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, hands down, I'll give these guys 10 points for being in the shape they're in. They're in absolute phenomenal condition. But what's all the tattoos also?
Hey, what?
Present company excluded on this thing. But I mean, these guys just get millions of tattoos also.
There was like one guy that did not have any tattoos.
Tattoos are hot.
Well, fine, they're hot, but I'm just wondering what's with all the tattoos though these guys have?
Okay, they look like psychos most of the time. They have to do something to make them appealing to women.
That's appealing to you. I don't think it's appealing to all women.
Probably not to all women. I don't think you're appealing to all women. But
no, I don't think you're appealing to all women either. Honey. Fine.
I like her.
But still, the point is...
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. Maybe it's some...
I'm trying to understand the concept.
I like tattoos. I think tattoos are hot.
If someone can help me out with this, please, send me an email or something.
Yeah,
like
UFC fighters out there everywhere.
I'm gonna get pummeled. I'm gonna be out walking tomorrow, and some dude's just gonna come to me in an affliction shirt and just beat me down. just beat me down for no reason. I'm gonna be like, oh, what? And I'm just gonna get beat up on the street.
You're gonna see the shirt, and you're gonna know why.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah, who am I kidding? Right, working, I'm a hack journalist. Come on,
You're gonna go. Oh, I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Here it comes.
I'm sorry. Your mom's in the chat room. She says hi.
Okay, hey mom. All right. So, anyways, a couple articles here. And this is the problem with this with not having Doug here is that usually when I do these articles, it's Doug's job to totally rip them to shreds.
Yeah, I know. But the last one, the last time you did this, I ripped one to shreds and Doug ripped one to shreds.
Okay.
The one you wanted to talk about, Michael Jackson, and that just sent me off.
Well, I leaned this week more towards conspiratorial type things. I thought some more ironic things. Here's a heading for you right here, for example. Weather supercomputer used to predict climate change is one of Britain's worst polluters. Think about it for a minute. Just think about it for a minute. Shall I read on?
Yeah, but thank you for letting me read that, because the way it sounded when you said it didn't sound right.
Weather supercomputer used to predict climate change is one of Britain's worst polluters. The Met Office has caused a storm of controversy after it was revealed that the $30 million computer designed to predict climate change is one of Britain's worst polluters. The massive machine, the UK's most powerful computer with a whopping 15 million megabytes of memory, was installed in the Met Office headquarters in Exeter, Devon, wherever the hell is that. It is capable of 1,000 billion calculations every second to feed data to 400 scientists and uses 1.2 megawatts of energy to run, enough power to power more than 1,000 homes. The machine was hailed as the future of weather prediction, with the ability to produce more accurate forecasts and produce climate change modeling. However, the Met Office's headquarters has now been named as one of the worst buildings in Britain for pollution, responsible for more than 12,000 tons of carbon dioxide a year.
Holy crap!
It says 75% of its carbon footprint is produced by the supercomputer, meaning the machine is officially one of the country's least green machines.
Nice.
So what they're basically doing here is they built a machine to kind of, try to figure out how we can become more green. And the machine itself is the most ungreen thing they've ever built, which I just found very, very ironic.
Clearly that was a fabulous idea.
Well, you got to build, working in the field we work in, I understand the importance of having a big, powerful machine to calculate things, but... Yeah, I can't really even comment on that. It's just ironic. When I saw the article, I cracked up. It was just ironic.
I got nothing.
Well, how about this one? Moon rock in Dutch museum is just petrified wood.
Mm.
Amsterdam. It's not green cheese, but it might as well be. The Dutch National Museum said Thursday that one of its prized possessions, a rock supposedly brought back from the moon by U.S. astronauts, is just a piece of petrified wood.
Interesting.
I'm even going to try this name right here. Look at this name. Look at this ridiculous name. Rijksmuseum spokesman Zandra van Gelder. I could do it. Who oversaw the investigation that proved the piece was a fake said the museum will keep it anyway as a curiosity.
Oh, Lord.
It's a good story with some questions that are still unanswered, she said. We can laugh about it. Really, yeah, that's all you can do is laugh about it because, you know what, people are going to be crawling up your butt pretty bad now because you made a major claim on something, which kind of lends credence to the whole moon landing thing in the first place.
Well, there are many that...
Yeah, they believe we never even landed on the moon. It was all done in a studio. The museum acquired the rock after the death of former Prime Minister William Dries in 1988. Dries received it as a private gift on October 9th, 1969 from the then U.S. Ambassador J. William Middledorf during a visit by the three Apollo 11 astronauts. It's part of their Giant Leap Goodwill tour after the first moon landing, or supposed moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
Middledorf, who lives in Rhode Island, told Dutch broadcaster NOS News that he had gotten it from the U.S. State Department, but couldn't recall the exact details. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he couldn't. Here's a piece of wood. So, yeah, there you go. There's a nice little tidbit there.
Here's
over
in
our friends in Amsterdam claiming they have moon rock. And
I think they were just high and thought it was moon rock.
Yeah, you know, you can't go too heavy on the Amsterdam people over there because, yeah, I mean, dude. Well,
they
now they're gonna
stopped at a coffee shop and they were like, dude, I think we got moon rock.
They're going to smoke it now. That's what they're going to do.
Probably.
They're going to grind it up. They're like, well, if it's only wood, man, we can make a bong out of it. How cool is that?
We can smoke out of moon rock.
you know what's coming. That'll be the next article.
What?
They'll smoke this thing. They'll make a
bomb
out of
it. It'll probably be for sale in one of their coffee shops.
9 attempted to hypnotize viewers. Here's another one for you.
Okay.
The communications watchdog has found Channel 9 breached the TV code of practice in a stunt that aimed to hypnotize viewers.
Okay.
This is from ABC News.
Okay.
So, this is, and it's Australia, Australian Broadcasting Company.
Okay.
American Broadcasting Companies are ABC. They have their own. Uh-huh. So Channel 9 in Australia for our friends down under. The Australian Communications and Media Authority has found that the segment broadcast on the program, A Current Affair.
Oh, Lord.
In September last year, it was designed to induce a hypnotic state in viewers. During the segment entitled Think Slim. Wait a second. Reference.
Was it trying to hypnotize them into losing weight?
You're a big fat slob. What's wrong with you? You need. Yeah, exactly. Entitled Think Slim, references were made by the program's host, the reporter, and a hypnotherapist to the fact that the story would feature a demonstration of a hypnotic process designed to help with weight loss. So, yeah.
Okay.
The segment accumulated with a brief hypnotherapy session that lasted for about 1 minute. The Commercial Television Industry Code of Practice 2004 states that a licensee may not broadcast a program designed to induce a hypnotic state in viewers. They've actually documented this crap. That's what amazes me the most.
Well, it doesn't really surprise me.
So that means it's happened before.
It doesn't really surprise me, though, because, I mean, that would be, like, not nearly as dangerous as, say, a radio station putting someone in a hypnotic or...
Well, it's the same thing.
Not really, because with a radio station, you're more likely to be in your car than your home.
Oh, okay. All right, good point. Yeah.
But, I mean, evidently there's been a problem with...
people hypnotizing. Well, the watchdog also found that Channel 9 breached the code by failing to provide a substantive written response to someone who complained about the segment. So somebody whined.
I
was hypnotized and I murdered my cat.
Well, you know, I mean, there could be the argument for extreme unethical behavior if you are able to hypnotize viewers through the TV, you know. I mean, just think of all the televangelists that could hypnotize people
This goes without saying, Bonnie. I mean, yeah, if they let this one little thing go, where would it end?
Wouldn't
end. And I'm 100%...
And you can guarantee the televangelists would latch onto that, like, right now.
Yeah, well, no, and I've talked to people about this in the past. I mean, you know, friends and people I went to school with, and at least as far as people I've talked to are concerned, it goes on every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just done in a more, obviously, a more slick fashion where you can't pick it up. This situation here in Australia was, obviously there was a hypnotist involved.
Right.
That's why they jumped on and said, no, you can't bring a hypnotist on the air to try to hypnotize people. That isn't cool. But there are, I am 100% convinced, there are things in the media with commercials and the way things are put together digitally nowadays that they do try to, you know, impress things upon your mind when you're just sitting there watching Grey's Anatomy or whatever.
I think we should bring a hypnotist on Ghostly Talk to convince people the show doesn't suck.
Amber, what do you think about that? Hurry up and go to the microphone. There you go.
Wow, that was like four words from her.
Yeah, that's all I got. I don't have anything.
Come on, Amber.
But it does go on. I mean, I
well, there's subliminal messages in advertising all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
To go as far as, you know, hypnotizing someone, that's...
Well, if you're going to sit there and stare at the TV set, okay, we're going to hypnotize you. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true, but...
I mean, that takes couch potato to a whole new level.
To sit and do that and then complain about it afterwards is...
Yeah,
kind of ridiculous.
Well, they got nailed. They got nailed. I thought that was kind of funny. But that was an obvious, blatant case. I mean, again, I will stand by that by saying that, yeah, the media and your TV set is filled with subliminal, that's the word I was looking for earlier, subliminal type messaging, which you'd think that they'd have an issue with that, too.
Well.
What's next?
Then, I mean, if that was the case, there couldn't be any...
Well, they stand to make a lot of money by letting that go.
Campaigns for, what are those crooks' names? They work for the government. You know, like presidential ads and things of that nature.
Well, everybody there, essentially. You're not narrowing anything down here.
They couldn't have any of those.
Well, no. What's subliminal about that?
Oh, please. That is all convinced. It's taking things that completely out of context to give it the view they want you to have.
Well, that's not subliminal. That's just that's just politics. That's hack politics. That's what people.
Yeah, but
that's chopping necks right there.
I think I don't think any of that crap should be allowed on TV.
Well, what will people watch then? People only want to watch.
I don't want to watch political commercials.
Well, but drama itself.
Well,
every single show is drama.
Have a 24-hour Jerry Springer station then.
You'd think they would have done something like that by now. I mean, they did that for the whole court process thing.
Oh,
they did
Lord.
That whole court TV crap that turned into True TV now, which is all true stuff, you know, whatever. But, I mean, even any of those stations, though, obviously, they're all, in my opinion, there is the subliminal advertising.
That's why I read more than I do anything else.
You're better off doing that.
I love my books. And, by the way, Amber bought me a gift. I have to let everyone know that she is the sweetest, most perfect Amber ever. And she bought me a present. She bought me a book. And I love you, Amber. Thank you. A
couple other administrative things before we go back to break and bring James Willis here on the show to save us.
Definitely, because Amber is just not doing a good job being Doug.
Yeah. Can you please at least do something? Help us.
What do you want help with?
You need to chime in here.
I didn't find that very interesting.
Oh, I love you.
We don't need that microphone in then. It's not there. We'll just pull that microphone out. A couple other administrative things before we go to break here. Submit your commercials. It's one thing I always... What?
Are you supposed to give those away?
Oh, yeah. You know, we should do that tonight.
I just saw them earlier, so I thought I'd ask you.
Yeah, we should do that. Maybe we'll just go with them.
No, give them away.
We'll do that. We'll do a giveaway tonight. That's one thing we'll do. So keep your ears peeled for that. Submit your commercials. Something I haven't talked about in a while. If you listen to this show and you have your own podcast or radio show or whatever it may be, feel free to send over a copy of your commercial or whatever your promo thing, whatever you want to call it. And have your agent, whoever it may be.
Have your people call our
Everybody
people.
Has a friggin' agent nowadays, it seems like. You
I
know.
Don't.
I
Amber,
don't either.
Will you be my agent?
I don't know why I keep talking
about Amber's going to need an agent pretty soon with her book. We didn't even get to mention it.
I know.
She talked about that. Amber, your book's done, right? We talked about this last week briefly.
We can't hear you nodding.
Can you please talk into the microphone?
I thought you turned it off.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. It's back on now.
Hmm.
It's on now. You can talk.
Okay, what was your question?
What's the name of the book?
Ghosts and Legends of Michigan's West Coast.
By who?
By me.
What's your name?
Amber Rose Hammond.
Okay.
Yay, Amber!
Who's the publisher?
History Press.
History Press. When's it going to be out officially?
2 days.
2 days. It's coming out on Tuesday. So you can go on, lay it down again so people can go. It's on Amazon, right?
Come on, whore yourself out. You've heard it done a million times.
Whore your wares. It's your, now it's your turn to sit in the
throne. Do it,
honey.
Do it.
Come on, go for it.
No, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the usual places, but it's best if you buy it through our site, which is michiganotherside.com.
I was going to say, what's your website?
And why is that best?
Because it's better to buy directly from the author and support the author rather than the big booksellers.
Thank you for explaining.
You're welcome, Bonnie.
Very, very good. So, yeah, check that out. A couple days that'll be out. Say the title again.
I'm going to have her autograph my bra later.
Say the title again, Amber.
Ghosts and Legends of Michigan's West Coast.
She's a serious author, obviously.
Yes, she is.
No, so that's going to be out in a couple days.
For you mean to tell me that serious authors wouldn't autograph a bra? Please.
No, I was talking. Never mind. So, yeah, it's going to be out. Check that out for sure. Our very own Amber here has her own book out. Congratulations, Amber. And, I was saying, if you have a commercial, please feel free to submit them to us here. We're always taking new stuff and whatnot. So definitely just send it to us in an MP3 file. That's all you have to say. If you really, really, really don't want to do an MP3 file and you want the clear-cut, authentic, sonic definition of your audio, feel free to send us a CD of it, too. You can do that. You can send it to our P.O. Box, which is Ghostly Talk, P.O. Box 321, Warren, Michigan 48090. Again, that's Ghostly Talk, P.O. Box 321, Warren, Michigan 48090. But you can email it to me, scottl@ghostlytalk.com, and we'll put that right into the rotation for you. So if you have a paranormal talk show, podcast, whatever it may be, feel free to drop us a line, definitely. It goes for music also. If you're a listener of the show and, you know, your friend's band might have, some stuff they recorded or whatever, definitely, just send it our way. Send it our way. We'll be happy to play it here. I mean, that's what we'll do. So both those things, music and commercials, we love it. That's what this show runs on. It's all run by, we pay for it, but we like to help people out here, too. So
absolutely.
Definitely, definitely check that stuff out. Anything else here? We got a couple.
Buy Amber's book. Buy it now. This is my subliminal message to you. Buy Amber's book. Buy it now.
How can we do that? We could do a commercial for your book.
We should.
Oh, we can make it funny. Someone needs to be the Melonheads.
What's a Melonhead sound like?
Like kind of like a turkey.
Well, then I'm guessing it's you.
Yeah, you're not making
I'm not making that noise.
No, I don't know what they sound like, but we can create something.
You don't know what a Mel?
Well, no one's ever seen one.
Well, why do they sound like?
I don't know, because their heads are huge. So I'm just coming up with.
Tell us a story about the Melonheads really quick. You have to explain the Melonheads now.
The Melonheads are a legend in Saugatuck / Holland, Michigan, and it started decades ago where all of a sudden people started saying, oh my God, there's a band of, well, James Willis should explain this because he also knows about the Melonheads.
Yes, but we asked this author to explain it.
I know. Well, you should buy the book then and read it.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, give us a brief
summary. They're a group of children that are said to be hiding out in the woods of Saugatuck. They're hydrocephalic, so that means they have water on the brain, which meant they had huge heads. And they're supposedly rabid, wandering around, waiting to eat you. And there's all kinds of stories and sightings and stuff that's been going on to this day. And it's a hilarious story that also involves Tom Mott, who is frequently mentioned on this show, and a story that he has in the book from the 1970s, sorry, Tom, involving a battery-powered reel-to-reel and the Melonheads.
Okay.
There you go. There's your Melonhead
story.
Is that
in the book?
That's in the book.
All right. I can't wait to read it now.
So there you go. A lot of stuff going on here, obviously. We filled an hour. How do you do that?
I don't know how. And we didn't mention ball gags and gimp masks once.
Yeah, I told you to go more dirty tonight, too.
I was talking about me being a dirty little whore last Sunday, even though I wasn't a dirty little whore last Sunday. Mm-hmm. I talked about it.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.